বলে যেন প্রেম প্রয়োজন ওয়েলকাম আছে সব আছে, কিন্তু আগের মতো সম্মান দেওয়া হচ্ছে না, ক্লাসে করতে কিছু করতে দেওয়া হচ্ছে না।
Here also I'm giving.
But you're the only one who gives chance.
Oh, this
only,
depends
only
on
this is the one who is
others.
Guru.
Yes.
You can respect him like before. Hmm? But if anyone can not doing, or their duty, we cannot bound them to respect him.
Right, but should they schedule to give a class so those who want to come can come?
those who have respect, they can hear from him, no harm.
Mm-hmm.
He is sadhu, but he has been depreciated, it has not done good. It is not ideal.
Yes.
He has disobeyed me.
Yes, me too.
So, I requested him not to do like this.
He has been married in the Philippines for 23 years, and he has been married for 23 years.
Oh, you want to marry? Don't. Don't. Now you are old, your wife is okay. Don't do.
Srila Gurudev.
Anyone should not do.
Sarjan Mer.
Daiva Varnashram.
Gurudev.
Sarjan Mer interview niyeche ni ekjon pochondo korche 23 bochorer ekjonke.
Ke. Don't do. Don't do anyone. I'm telling so much things. They are fired. Like Patinga.
Pingala. Moth.
Oh, moth gets burned.
Huh?
Yes.
And you are doing sense? You should realize this human body. Only in this you can. Don't do anyone. Try to realize all these things and to be detached. Only do your duties. Don't attach in this world.
Srila Gurudev.
And he is still legally married. He is a wife also.
I'm not married to her.
Not married?
No. Oh. She's your wife.
No marriage with her?
No. Jannava?
Anyway, the marriage with her, he is helping you from so long.
She's helping me. She's my god sister and she's your daughter, but we're not married.
Although you should marry, if you want to marry, marry him, her.
No, I don't want to marry
her. Don't want to marry with anyone.
Don't pramanam de hari hari bol, chalo, chalo.
Srila Gurudev, I have one question. We were talking about Pingala, and there's one shloka, I think 35 or 40, says, Pingala is saying, now that she repented, she has chosen Narayan as her only lover, following in the footsteps of Lakshmi. What does it mean? What can we learn from this?
Now, Bairag really came, and then she realized, oh, Krishna is here, very near her, very qualified, powerful,
beautiful.
Merciful.
Beautiful.
I'm giving Krishna up and serving other persons. Oh, I will not do. Now I will serve Krishna.
Directly or
in the heart?
Under guidance must be.
It may be after that she will make any guru qualify and thus. But if renounce comes, Vairagya comes, then he does not ask Gurudev, his friend, his wife, his daughter, or anyone at once. Gives up and goes to do bhajan. He will not ask, oh, what should I do? No. Totally he will give up and do bhajan.
If one has chanted Nama Bas in this lifetime, then at the end of this lifetime, his destination will be, since all sins would be removed, past, present, future, from Nama Bas. But he's not eligible to. He hasn't chanted Chudanam, then his destination is what?
Krishna will give him chance.
Next
Jogmaya will give him chance that again he will take birth.
But how he can take birth if there's no sin?
Depend on by sin.
No. Then it comes in the control of Krishna himself. Mm-hmm. And what Krishna thinks better, he does. Without karma also. Krishna gives birth to increase devotion.
Mm. Good karma.
Good karma he has.
Like
you know, sense.
Tell me, like army is going on.
I have one question. If someone is a senior devotee in your sangha, they're following everything very nicely, but now it is time for World Cup soccer football. So they're always thinking, what is the score? What is the score? How is my country doing? How is my country doing? Is that bad thing?
World Cup football chalche.
Bolche
apnar sanga senior bhokto hoye tara chinta korche amar team er ki holo amar team e amar desher ki holo.
Because still they are grihastha, they think that, oh, this is my country and that country is theirs. So if my country wins, then I am winning. This false ego. When it will go, then nothing will be. No thinking of football, cricket or anything.
Only one World Cup, Radha Krishna.
But will that cause, if we think like that, will it cause us to take birth in that country again?
As a footballer.
Yeah. As a footballer.
During dying, if you remember.
If you're good, and otherwise only in the public.
When they will die.
Why not remember Krishna? Why football?
I don't know. Because they grow up.
We'll have to give up that this country is mine. This country is there. Only, everything to Krishna. So everyone is mine.
But can you artificially do that? If you just, even though you're chanting and trying to remember, but you feel when you hear, oh, my city or my country is still coming.
Not like thinking that. Like, we should not think.
Try to stop.
Try to gradually give up. This comes, but what Dattatreya is telling, we should follow. You are lucky to hear all these things.
Some people saying we.
At the time of the world.
Some people saying we never heard Gurudev speak Katha like this. No Radharani, no Krishna.
They drew. They drew.
Everything needed.
Shila Gurudev, is there a secret to increase one's sincerity and determination? Is there a secret for that?
What? Sincerity and determination baranor gupta iki mantra.
Hearing Harikatha and associate with superior Vaishnava. That is sadhu. Your horse is still living?
It was last night, Gurudev.
Left?
No, not yet.
You should give one ekadasi fruit in his...
Result of the ekadasi of your...
One of your ekadasi, you
horse.
Give to him, to save him, or to Susa.
I've done ekadasi. Have you done?
You have always performed ekadasi.
Yes, Gurudev.
You should tell in his...
Here.
Yes, that
result
Prabhu, I have given, I am giving you
result.
The fruit of one ekadasi to you, and you should give up this body peacefully.
Yes, Gurudev.
We understand that there's Nitya Siddha, Kripa Siddha, and Sadhana Siddha. So in the Tathasta area, those Jiva, Tathasta Jiva, they make the correct use of independence going to Vaikuntha. What category are they in when they go to Vaikuntha? What type of siddha are they?
Bolche ekhankar nitya siddha, kripa siddha, sadhan siddha. বলছি যখন কেউ বৈকুণ্ঠে যাবে এখন কোন ক্যাটাগরিতে থাকবে এই জগৎ থেকে যখন যাবে যাবে
নো ক্যাটাগরি অনলি পরিকার
পরিকার অ্যাসোসিয়েট অনলি
অ্যাসোসিয়েট Then anybody will tell that, oh, you are sadhana.
Even.
All
going for
all parikat.
They can go to Golok from Tathasta or only Vaikuntha?
But Tathasta Shakti Shakti Jara, Taragya Khande Golok.
What they have inside their transcendental form and mood according to that. All will not go to Golok. Some may go to Vaikuntha. Some may go to Dwarka, some to Ramchandra, some to Vrindavan.
Bhaktivedanta Bhan Maharaj said that they have to come here first to get Sadhu Sangha in order to go to Golok. Is this correct? My understanding is
correct?
Bhaktivedanta Bhan Maharaj, he's the scientist.
Oh. Bhaktivedanta Bhan Maharaj, he's the scientist. 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 Bhaktivedanta
Bhan Maharaj, he's the scientist.
He went to Vaikuntha and again came to
Vrajabhavan.
And from here he went to this.
When a sadhana-siddha becomes mukta, liberated, then I read somewhere that he can serve, but only from a distance. From a distance. He's not mixing with others immediately.
In the beginning, he's studying.
Is he? In the serving from a distance. Will he remain like this?
Dandakaranya Rishi. No? They were liberated and they had Siddha Deh. And went to Golok Vrindavan. Among them, which were not married, but no
relation
with husbands, and those who had relation with gopis, Nitya Siddha, Lalita Vishakha and others, they went to Ras at once. But among them, some were so that their husbands stopped. They could not go. So in meditation,
separation mode.
By separation, fire, everything was
washed,
and then in the same night they went, but later on. So not only that, from distance they will serve.
Oh, great.
Narottam Dasaku is saying,
in the beginning, maybe you have to learn. When he's coming from Tathasta, that is a conscious choice? Is it conscious choice, or is it, can you say, by chance?
বলছে যখন জীব তটস্থ শক্তি থেকে প্রকট হয় তখন তারা কি নিজের ইচ্ছা মতো যেখানে যেতে পারে কি বাই চান্স এখানে এসে গেল বাই চান্স বৈকুণ্ঠে চলে গেল
কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ গিভেন দেম ফ্রিডম এন্ড দিস ইজ জুয়েল ফ্রিডম এন্ড দিস ইজ দি সিম্পটম অফ চেতন জীব
চেতন কনসাস লিভিং এন্টিটি
নো এন্ড গে টোল্ড দেম নাও ইউ ক্যান You are independent to think anything and to do anything.
So that example of the mustard seed on a knife blade, this is not really working.
Okay.
It's not working. This,
so, anyhow, he looked towards Maya, attracted to Maya.
To desire to enjoy.
And those who did not
look towards Maya,
saw towards Maya, only to Krishna.
He can ask all this to Mr. Banerjee.
Will be the chance again. That is also a
he
chance.
Can ask all this to Mr. Banerjee.
No chance.
It's choice, isn't it? It's
not chance, but choice.
Choice, use of independence.
Yeah.
You cannot understand.
Yes.
By chanting Hari name, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has
told.
As you chant and a prakrit mood will come, you will realize yourself.
Yeah. All the so chance and choice start from
seed. Not by chanting or choice, but or chance, but by chanting.
Although chance and choice start from seed, but
chanting starts also from seed.
In Akadasis during the year, if we followed Pandava Nirjala Akadasi, Bhima Akadasi, very strictly, no water, then that would make up the defects for anything during the year. In Los Angeles, there was recently Pandava Nirjala Akadasi, and I was told that you said that this is not correct. Can you confirm or deny that?
It may be, but Bhim in Pandavas, he used to take grain even in Ekadasi. But in that Ekadasi, only one he did. And no water, nothing. So it is told that if animal do, then his all Ekadasi fruit will come in that. In special case, it has been. And it also may be no harm that defects will complete.
Just for Bhima or for everyone?
It is for everyone, but we should follow
all Ekadasi properly.
All Ekadasi properly.
If one wants to observe a proper Nirjal Akadasi, then should one brush one's teeth or take
action?
It has been told.
No teeth brushing, no action.
Srila Gurudev.
What?
When?
I have a question. Due to my ignorance, I'm treating my godbrothers as if they're senior to me. But if in a case where I feel like they're committing some offense, should I tolerate or should I bring up
actually
to my godbrother that, I feel like
he says he is not so knowledgeable, so therefore he treats his godbrothers as his superiors.
Huh?
He is not very knowledgeable, not so much learned, so he's telling all my godbrothers, I always treat them and respect them as my senior.
Mm.
If I detect or observe that anyone is committing offense, what should I do? How
behave with them? It'll bring up to you or not.
It depends on the activity that he does. It may be aparad, guru aparad, or Vaishnava aparad, nama aparad, or very high class of like offensive, then we should treat him, means no association with that person. But we should not criticize. An example, anywhere you can tell that we should be careful.
Your mala is falling out of your
mouth. Now, if it's someone that I already have a friendly relation with, and it's something minor, should I bring up or?
Yeah. Yeah. No, minor, I already have a friendship with
them.
Is
that
different?
Be careful. When we are chanting Nam Jap, what should be our smaran? What should we think about?
Pray to Krishna, Nam Prabhu, that please be merciful that we can give up all worldly desire first, and then gradually up.
You mentioned that in the stage of Asakti, there's two aspects.
Tannam rupa charitadi sukritanam. This is slok.
In Asakti, you have mentioned there are two stages. Lower stage, one is attached to sadhan, and higher stage, one is attached to the sadhya, the object of worship.
What? Bolche Asakti te apni bolechen duti dosha. Jeman Then?
So they're so, but this is on the platform of rag. So on the platform of Vaidhi, in Vajana Kriya and Nartha Nivritti, what should be one's attitude towards sadhana? That unless I do these activities of sadhana, I shall not get bhakti. What should be one's proper attitude towards the activities of
sadhana? Where is Padmanabh? What is he telling?
I could not understand.
Okay, like Prabhupada said, Sankhya Purvaka Nam.
Come on, and hear.
That we, one should maintain numerical strength. So, in other words, one takes some vow to chant a certain amount of Nam, and also to attend Mangalarti, all these activities, Mangalarti, Gaurarti. Like, what should be the proper attitude of one's towards sadhana? That's my question.
In the stage of asakti?
No. In lower stage, Vaidhi Bhakti. Unless I do these, I will not get bhakti. Is this the proper attitude?
Can you repeat his question?
Yes, I do. Prabhu's telling, in the stage of asakti, there is attachment to bhajan and to bhajaniya after. Before asakti, there are stages, anatta nivritti, bhajana kriya. At that stage, we follow any vow or any commitment. I will chant every day 16, 32, 64
hours. It will be in the time of nishtha. In this stage of nishtha. How should I chant? What should I do? Still now, no asakti.
So he's telling that at that time we go to Mangal Arti, Gaur Arti, everything, and then Prabhu,
what is the proper attitude? Unless I do these, I will not get bhakti. What is the proper attitude?
Should we think at that time, unless I come to Mangal Arti, unless I come to Gaur Arti, I will not progress in my bhakti? Is that proper?
Okay. Yeah. He should attend all these things ruchi, taste.
He's asking if he should have the same attachment to sadhan practices in Vaidhi Bhakti Marg as in Raganuga. That's what he's asking.
Something
different. He's asking, should I sing unless I do, I will not get bhakti. Should he sing unless I do these activities?
All it is not compulsory that they will do in what you are telling. It depends on their devotees' mood, how they are advanced or low. Some may think like this, some cannot think. They will not come to Sukhdev Goswami, will not come to attend Arati and all these things. He will not offer prasadam to Krishna. By mind he will do, and he himself
offers himself. He will offer himself.
He has offered himself
already.
So now no need of offer.
Everything is there.
Chalo.
When a jeev is not offered, then he needs all these things.
Not surrendered.
He cannot give proper respect to any Vaishnava. So does it mean that Kanishtha Adhikari all time he is committing Vaishnava Aparadha?
No.
Why?
Aparadha Lakshanheen.
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur is telling, no offense should be. And then, gradually by association of Madhyam Adhikar, Vaishnava, gradually he will
develop. He is simple-hearted but not offensive.
So, aparadha lakshan, what does it mean?
Aparadha
means the essence of aparadha.
He is not doing Vaishnava offense, nam aparadha, guru aparadha, or any aparadha.
Achha.
He should not do. Otherwise, he will not be in Kanishtha Adhikari.
Less than, less.
Sure.
I was wondering, is there a difference? You know, we don't want to commit offensive. We don't want to be offensive towards devotees. But sometimes if we see them making a mistake, can we give them constructive suggestion, constructive criticism, and how to do that, if that's appropriate?
He's saying that we don't want to commit aparad against Vaishnavas, but sometimes if we see that some Vaishnava is doing something wrong, or he may be committing some offense, so can we suggest, can we speak to that Vaishnava and try to give him some corrective, so he can correct himself?
Welfare,
but with humility.
Yes, we can tell. The disciple also may tell to Gurudev. Gurudev. I'm not understanding what is your character this. He can tell in a humble way.
So the Gurudev, in the evening, we are discussing many different types of gurus. Amongst them, we were discussing the python. Python is sitting there doing nothing. But I'm wondering, what is the practical application of these examples in our own lives? These seem to be examples for people who are already very liberated souls, but the python does not have to pay rent.
It has been told to be liberated. Is that the process? How you can liberate?
You can learn from that.
So there
should be no asasakti in taste, bhojan, or anything. That has
to be. Come easily, like Madhavendra Puri Pada Jajagvritti. Not being a port.
Okay.
What is done easily?
No bar control.
Okay.
We spoke in Los Angeles, Tat Sarumani Suravarya Dehinam, this verse in Shripala Prabhupada Maharaj. How should we, if I'm qualified, who are like bees at your lotus feet, who subsist on the nectar of the lotus dust of your lotus feet, how should we follow this instruction?
Not telling.
He's saying that the verse of Prahlad Maharaj, Tat Sadumanye Asuryavarya Dehinam. In other words, which part of this verse are you referring to? Hitvatmapatam griham andukupam. So he's asking that if a disciple who's completely trying to be surrendered to the lotus feet of a guru, so he is hearing Prahlad Maharaj's instruction that one should hitvatmapatam, one should give up this all materialistic illusion in household life, and he should go, vanam gato yad, he should go to vanam, meaning Vrindavan, holy place, and he should live there.
Sadhu Sangha.
Yes,
Sadhu Sangha. Only Vrindavan will not do. Whether Vrindavan or anywhere.
Sadhu Sangha common to all.
Because sometimes a devotee may think that, it is more favorable for me to be in that environment, in the holy dham in India, rather than staying in the city and having to do my sadhan in the city.
Because sadhus, high class of sadhus are in Vrindavan. Automatically he may have association.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he is not associating, then nothing.
Uh-huh. But what if he receives the order of his guru that you should remain in such and such place in the West, you should continue to do seva in this temple, in the city, and not go there to holy dham.
According to their stage, Gurudev will order. For not all. What condition or what stage they are, Guru thinks better for him. And then he does.
Gurudev, ek prashna.
There is Agyata Sukriti, unknown devotional service. Unknowingly one performs and he gets Sukriti. Is there similar also for aparad? Unknowingly he may commit aparad, still he gets
the response, the reaction for the aparad?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But he should repent for agyat. We can know that still I'm chanting. I'm hearing Harikatha. Everything is going on. But Krishna Prema is not coming. So we will think that it is due to my aparad. I have done offense. How I should wash that aparad? Thank you.
Chalo.
Sorry for making offense to your mustache.
I will give you a cup and coffee. Yes.
This year.
This year good. In the Rajmandal. Parikrama.
Right.
On the Parikrama.
Yes. I have some aspiration to start a school.
Don't offer it. You are very qualified.
Yes. Thank you.